everybody. Welcome to the show. I don't know if you noticed, it's a little different in here. A little more airy. There's some boards behind me. So these I'm actually breaking down so I can and pack them all nice and flat. My studio is pretty much done. I'm going to be packing up the rest of my computer tonight after the show. And it's going to be interesting. I am out of here. So tomorrow the company comes to bring a truck that I can pack full. It's going to be nice. It's going to be really fantastic. Oh, what's that? A new Krigler coffee mug. We've got them on the other side. So the first time we had them on this side, now we just switched it up a little bit so they're on the other side. Fresh mugs. You can't get the one where it's on the other side. So if you did, in fact, get that, then you're one of the few. And we only had, I think, 75 or something of the first ones. So really excited about this new mug. I really love it. Now you can drink it and everyone can see what kind of coffee you're drinking. Of course, I use this one. I don't even use my own mugs because someone sent me this and it means a lot to me. It says The Spinner. That's right. Adam The Spinner. I'm very excited about that. And oh, you know what? I don't even have the UFO up. But I am going to have to pack this thing as soon as the show ends because this is, of course, coming with me. I got this in the divorce, so. Hey, you know what? It doesn't fit that show anymore anyway. This is totally my UFO now. I'm going to spin it just for all of you. How are you guys doing? Hopefully you got a notification for the show. I hear a lot that people don't get notifications. Yes, smash the like button if you haven't, and please subscribe and share my videos. Sharing my videos probably does more than the like button, even subscribing, because sharing it means more people will see it, and the more people that see it, the more we'll break the algorithms, and maybe people will start getting notifications for my show again. All right, So tomorrow's going to be an interesting show because I won't have a guitar. So I'm going to have to go borrow a guitar from the other side of the house. Ian's got actually a really nice guitar. But I think I'm going to set up outside because why not? I have a laptop. I'm just going to go set up somewhere and just sit and chill and do like a really chill show with you guys, hanging out. Yes, I am officially moving. I am packing up. I'm almost out of here. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to forget this UFO. This UFO means everything to me. I would have to continue to spin the UFO. It just wouldn't feel right. Look at this. That's the origins right there. I'm not known as that show anymore because that's another story. It doesn't matter. Today we're going to be talking about Juneteenth. It is officially a holiday and people are freaking out. I'm shocked to see how much, I mean, honestly, everything is being politicized. Everything is. Are you on this side or are you on that side? And if whichever side you're on, you're my enemy, or you're on my side and they're the enemy. There's no in between. And it seems to be the same with Juneteenth, the holiday. It's kind of ridiculous. So we're going to talk about it, what it means. And, then we're going to talk about Napoleon. So Napoleon's actual sword went on sale on auction. It sold for over $6 million. This is his actual sword, claimed to have been used in combat. And, you know, it's Napoleon. I'm sure he stood there and had it, you know, on his hip when he was in combat. He wasn't actually down in the gutter, you know, fighting and swinging that sword. I mean, who knows? Maybe. Who knows? But then we're going to address an issue with Napoleon. So everyone, you know, the Napoleon complex that, oh, short guys are, you know, they're short, so they've got to make up for it. Turns out Napoleon was actually an average-sized Frenchman. He wasn't that, he actually was, I think average height is 5'7", right? I think that's like the average, 5'6", 5'7". He was 5'7". So we're going to talk about why and all that. I got an article that explains it. It's pretty interesting. Then I want to talk about the Oumuamua. So back in 2017, we had an interstellar object come through our solar system. If you don't know about it, it's pretty crazy. It looks like a cigar, really long shape. And I actually did a report on it maybe like 5 months ago here on the Krigler Show. And I talked about how it changed trajectory, which one scientist concluded it could only be alien life. Now, it's not proven, but we have they claim to have found the origin of where it came from. So we're gonna get into that. It's pretty cool. So before we do, please go follow me over on Odyssey. Just in case something happens here, everything that I do on my YouTube channel gets automatically uploaded over there. So any videos that may have been deleted here on YouTube, you can go check out there and see what the big deal was. Also, go check out my Krigler coffee. I have a brand new blend coming out tomorrow. That's right. I have officially approved the new blend. It's delicious. It's called the Commodore's Reserve. It's coming out. It's going to go live tomorrow. Very excited about it. And some of the proceeds for that coffee blend will be going to 22 Until None. It's for veterans, because 22 veterans a day commit suicide. It's a shame. And, you know, my brother, even he has a tattoo that says 22 until none. And you know, it's really close to my brother believes in it, and I want to support him and also support the veterans. So, the new blend, the Commodore's Reserve, it's basically a bolder catalyst. Yeah. It's similar to the Catalyst blend. It's a little stronger. It's very good. I really enjoy it. I've been drinking it. And I approve. So definitely check that out. Also, please go check out the Instagram page, Krigler Coffee, and you can follow us there. We got all sorts of funny things that get posted. Here we go. When you wake up to the smell of Krigler Coffee, what do you see? What song comes to mind? You know you're hearing it, right? You guys know you hear it. Anyway. I love it. Anyway, thanks for hanging out, guys. You guys are absolutely fantastic. I am very excited for the future of my life. I can't wait to show you the amazing house that I am moving to. I move-in date is the end of July, so I'm going to be traveling around a little bit, just taking advantage of my mobile setup because I have a laptop. So I'll be able to do my show on the fly as long as I have internet. So, barring that, I will be doing my show. Now, Tuesday, I will be traveling, so next Tuesday, I will not be going live, but Monday I will, and then Wednesday I will also, but Tuesday I won't because I'll be traveling. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the time of the flights just worked out, so I won't be able to go live on Tuesday, but I'll be doing my show. I'll be in a new spot randomly all over I'm going to be traveling around, so it's going to be interesting. And until I settle in into my new spot and create my new studio, which I'm very excited to build up. Obviously, this one you can see is been dismantled. I have basically everything packed up. As soon as I finish the show today, I'm just going to continue packing. I'm going to pack my computer up, my monitors and everything. And that's it. Yeah, I'm just I'm moving out. So I'm very excited about it. All right, let's talk about Juneteenth. Now, when you think about Juneteenth, you know, I've known about it for a little while, and you know, I've got nothing against it, and they made it a holiday, and it's like, okay, you know, why not? You know, it's fine. But it seems to have just caused a ripple in the internet. Like, people are just fighting about everything. It's pretty insane. So here's what's going on, though. Congress approves bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. This is from the AP, which I'm not going to read the whole article because, gosh, the AP is... Maybe I'll just read it just to show you how cringy this can be. So they have a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery, which I think is great. The House voted 415 to 14. That's nearly 100%. Crazy. Wednesday to make Juneteenth or June 19th the 12th federal holiday. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden's desk, and he is expected to sign it into law. Well, of course he's going to. Juneteenth commemorates June 19th, 1865, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas, 2 months after the Confederacy had surrendered. That was about 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves in southern states. It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created in 1983. Our federal holidays are purposely few in number and recognize the most important milestones, says Representative Carol Maloney, a Democrat from New York. I cannot think of a more important milestone to commemorate than the end of slavery in the United States. I agree with that. because people, these people that are, I say these people, I'm talking about the far left, these people screeching that America is so racist. But we ended slavery over 100 years ago, right? And then we fought against segregation in, you know, in the 60s. And, we, you know, that whole 1964, it was just like the civil rights movement. It happened and we beat segregation also. And it's like we've been beating it. And now they want to celebrate. It's like, cool. Remind everybody that we did beat slavery, right? We are an amazing country. This is a fantastic place to be, that you can rise up no matter who you are, right? It's a good place to be. We should celebrate that. I have no issue with that. These people, this AP article, the further you read into it, I can't do it. I can't do it, because the more you read into it, the more they're like, start throwing mud at Republicans. They're talking about the voting laws that are not racist. Okay, voter ID is not racist, period. These people are racist, thinking minorities can't get IDs. Like, it's ridiculous. Okay, so I'm not going to continue reading it, because AP is rather left-leaning. I just, they summed it up fairly decently. But this is from Candace Owens, and this is her response. Juneteenth is so lame, she says. Democrats really need to stop trying to repackage segregation. I'll be celebrating July 4th and July 4th only. I'm American. See, look, I like Candace, all right? But Candace, that's a little extreme, okay? You're being a little extreme here. I mean, I'm going to celebrate July 4th, of course. But I think it's great to celebrate the end of slavery, because that is a big moment in American history, in human history, right? In human history. It's an amazing feat that we did. We did. We ended it. I think Candace, you're being ridiculous right here. And then she continues, my goodness, segregationist Joe Biden, he was for busing. He basically has, if you look at the racist stuff that Joe Biden says, he is a segregationist. They're pushing for segregation. I'm not for all this critical race theory stuff. I'm sure you know this about me if you watch my show, right? I think the color of your skin has nothing to do with what your character is. And that's what we need to be focused on. Who you are as a person, right? But anyway, she says here, segregationist Joe Biden says Juneteenth is a day in which we remember the moral stain and terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take. So, see, that's pushing the narrative that they want and continues to take. What? Where? What? How? That's ridiculous. They're trying to convince people that it exists still. I'm not saying that there aren't racists out there. Sure, there is, right? But the majority of people are good, and kids are good. And they're teaching now they're teaching kids. White people are trying to keep you down, or you can't make it because of the color of your skin. Like, that's not what you should be teaching people. She goes, more emotional programming for black people that choose to opt in to the perpetual victim mentality. That is a problem. Victim mentality. Look, life creates victims. I say it all the time, right? But when you choose to remain the victim, that's on you 100%. Okay? There's a difference between being a victim, an honest victim, and saying, I'm a victim long after the event is over. I'm not saying that, you know, PTSD doesn't exist. Of course. Sure, there could be emotional scarring because, you know, mental problems, that's a whole another basket, basically. You know, but I'm talking about critical race theory and what Juneteenth is. It's like, you know what? I'm all for celebrating the end of slavery. And you know what? It's interesting because it was the Republicans that wanted to end slavery. And for some reason, the Republicans are trying to, like, and it was the Democrats that were trying to keep it in the South. You know, like, why don't we tell everybody that? Like, hey, by the way, Juneteenth, remember that it was the Democrats that were trying to maintain slavery in the states. And it was the Republicans that actually pushed forward to free the slaves. Well, we don't talk about that. Oh, well, the party switched. No, it didn't. The Democrats are still fighting for segregation. Show me. They are. They're trying to convince people that because of the color of your skin, you should be treated differently. How is that not segregation? I'm so fed up with it. Of course, Bryson Gray, he comes in. I love Bryson. Bryson's fantastic. I'm going to have him on my show again soon. He's got a new album coming out. He says, all Juneteenth is a reminder that people were slaves every year. I mean, listen, they're trying to remind everyone every day that they were slaves. So let's celebrate the fact that we beat it, that America is so awesome that we were able to end slavery. Like, when is it going to end? When are they going to end this victim mentality? Well, we were slaves. Look, I learned recently through my family history that my family was slave. I'm not joking, right? Follow my family line up. My family was slaves, and I don't have like money. You know, I'm making it on my own. I'm not trying to claim victimhood for something my ancestors went through and try to blame someone else for it. No, I live in 2021. I'm alive now. Let's talk about now. Let's celebrate the ending of it. If that's, and is it going to work? Probably not. You know, because they want to maintain being the victim, which is a shame. They need to end that. You know what? Cernovich had a great take. Check this out. Cernovich says, today in Bread and Circuses, you must form a strongly held opinion on Juneteenth and fight each other over it. You may not discuss inflation or how FBI creates terrorism or anything that has significant impact or could damage the power structure. Stay woke, bros. He's right. They want us fighting. You know what? Pick a side. Whatever side you want to pick, go ahead. And that's the hill you die on because the other side's going to fight. There is no middle ground anymore. You're right? You know the bell curve? So Tim talks about I don't know what he talks about anymore, but when I was on the show with him, he would say, like, the bell curve. And most people are in the middle. Most people are rather centrist. It's the extremists on either side that scream the loudest. But most people are in the middle. And that goes with most things. So what they're trying to do here is divide us up. If you're a Republican, you're over there. If you're a Democrat, you're over there. There is no middle ground. You know, libertarians, they don't know how to handle libertarians because libertarians can't stand either party, as far as I know and understand. And there's some crazy stuff going on with the Libertarian Party that I just learned from Carlin Borisenko. Shout out to Carlin. She hasn't been on my show in a while. I was talking to her earlier. She's doing great. And I wish her well. She will be back on my show soon enough. I can't wait to have her on. And also Savannah. Savannah's doing great. Shout out to Savannah because she's fantastic. But yeah, it's like these people, we can't talk about... I can't even say it. We can't talk about certain things before we get strikes on our channels and we get banned off our channels and we get removed from social media because they don't like the narrative. Savannah, I just brought her up. She got banned off of Twitter. Why? What did she violate? Nothing. She was posting actual videos because she's a journalist going out on the streets, taking video of what people are doing and saying, look, internet, this is what people are doing. Boom. Right? And she got banned from it. So I can't even talk about certain things on my channel. I already have two strikes. If I get one more strike, I'm done. I'm gone from this channel. Boom. So all 180,000 subscribers that I've gained over the past year from people that know me from that show I was on, gone. Now, obviously, I'm going to continue doing this because I love it. I love hanging out with you guys. I love researching interesting things every day and bringing it to you. And then, you know what? Shout out to Donnie the Don, too. She just joined me on my show. She's going for mayor in Arlington, Texas, and I wish her well because she's rather based. Check it out. She goes, you are all out of line. You can quit with the political theater. Juneteenth is a part of American history and a win for the Republican Party. You don't need to be divisive all the time. I agree with her. She's right. It is a win. Let's talk about it. Because let's use that. Oh, you guys want to celebrate the end of slavery? Great. Good. Remember, it's the Republicans that did that. And remember, it was a lot of white people as well. They want to use race as a thing. Well, who was fighting? A bunch of white people. Republicans were fighting the Democratic South that were trying to maintain slavery. It's like, yeah, let's talk about that. That's good. Bring it up. Let's talk about it. Watch the movie Uncle Tom. There's so much stuff in there that people don't know about. I didn't know about. And it's crazy. What they went through to beat slavery, incredible. It's an amazing American history. Morgan Freeman says, how do we beat slavery? Stop calling me a black man, and I'll stop calling you a white man. Amazing. Black History Month. It's American history. It is. It's our history. The Juneteenth is equally my history than it is other people's history because of this country. And I'm proud that this country beat slavery, period. You're not going to make me change my mind on that. I'm happy that Juneteenth is a national holiday because it's showing these people that are claiming that America is so racist, that it's such a terrible place that 180,000 people a month are coming to try to get into this country and live here. Because newsflash, it is amazing. We should be celebrating an incredible milestone in our stained history, as they're saying. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Man, I posted this clip the other day. I think his name's Ty Scott. I don't know exactly his name. I think it is. I think it's Ty. This guy is absolutely amazing. So this is the larger clip. So, and I want to play this for you guys because he sums it up perfectly. This guy's got 2 medical degrees. All right. And he breaks it up. He breaks it down. Check this out.
When you talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other.
Yep.
How to dislike each other.
Yep.
That's pretty much, I don't care what you say, it's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it better than you because he white. You're going to purposely tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have 2 medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How do I get, first of all, right, shut up. We've only got 5 minutes now. 5 minutes. 2 medical degrees. No mom, no dad in the house. Worked my way through college. Sat there and hustled my butt off to get through
boss
college. You
going to
tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never going to be able to get nowhere because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't going to be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't going to let you get nowhere. Oh, you know you're not going to be able to do it because you know, the white man going to keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white
he
man...
He worked hard.
Down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I worked for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory?
Yep.
This the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me?
Boom.
This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. The last thing I'm gonna say right
exactly.
Here is crazy. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their
character.
Their character.
Inside.
Not their skin. If they let Thank this you. Stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black History Month. Y'all gonna sit there and just pretty much pee on his grave with this nonsense? That's exactly what's about to happen. Lastly, we are talking about our kids. We are talking about our children. What's so sickening about me, I love the Discovery Channel. You will see that on the Discovery Channel, animals will put their lives on the line to protect their children from danger. Nobody want to get to the heart
absolutely
of the matter. Get to moral of the story. It all comes down to it. The person that's going to be suffering from this, the one's going to be hurt from this, is the kids. Yeah. 10 years from now, if this stuff goes on, whose fault is it going to be? Whose fault is it going to be? Who are we going to look back on and blame for this? Because this is stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is going on right now. I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to black folks. And you know what? None of them are buying this nonsense.
Yes.
None of them are.
It's so good to know.
To the school system, I guarantee you to the day that I die, I'm going to be the very person right there debunking stuff, tearing stuff down, letting them know they can do exactly what I did and get exactly where I am by putting themselves to work and getting there. And ain't not one white person ever going to keep any of them from getting there. So the Woo. CRT stuff, BS.
Woo! Dang. That guy is just dropping facts. Slam the mic on the ground and walk out the room. Thank you, chat. Ty Smith is his name. This dude is amazing, and I applaud him. That's exactly right. He got up and did it. No one oppressed him. He wasn't a victim. He said, I want to get this done, and he did it. And he's not only did he do it, now he's fighting against critical race theory. Because that's what they're trying to stop. They're trying to maintain this victim mentality. No, you're oppressed. Let me keep your vote. I mean, let's be honest. That's really what they want. They want people's vote. Someone actually posted this below, and it made me think of Carlin. She goes, critical race theory is an ideology started in academia in the 70s that say racism exists everywhere, in every person and system. And the job of the critical theorist is to assess how, not if, racism occurred in any circumstance, how it occurred, because it always does. Racism is always assumed to have occurred. That's what they believe. They think everything is racist. That song that I was joking about from, you know, the Lego movie, Everything is Awesome, Everything is Racist, that's literally their theme song for critical race theory. They might as well make it. You know, go pay, who made that movie, Disney? I don't know. Pay for the song and change the lyrics to racist, because that's what they think. They think everything is racist. Everyone is a victim. If you're a minority, the white person is the bad person in the situation. I'm sick of it. I'm so fed up with this. So we should be celebrating Juneteenth, because it's going to show people, hey, let's celebrate the fact that we beat racism and it no longer exists. Or not, well, we haven't beat racism. They're trying to keep it right. I'm talking about slavery, but man, wouldn't that be great if we beat racism? Because they keep coming up with new ways to convince us that this is the way to do it. By, you know, proving everyone's racist, that's how we beat racism. I mean, that's, it's confusing. I got confused there because it absolutely makes no sense. So, ugh. Anyway. Whew. Anyway, Ty Smith, you are a boss. I would love to have you on my show. I don't know if you watch my show or not, or know who I am, or if you guys know how to get a hold of him. Someone in chat said he has a YouTube channel. I want to get him on my show because that guy is amazing. And I want his message out there. More people need to hear from that guy. You know, and he was talking about the kids. It reminds me of another video that I posted recently about a young man and his daughter talking. They were talking about critical race theory and how it's terrible. And he was saying to his daughter, was like, yeah, it doesn't matter what color your skin is. Like, if you're nice to me, just be nice. Like, you're great. Cutest video ever. This little girl is absolutely based. She's so right. And the dad goes, this is what kids think. They love everybody. It's until they're taught not to pick out the color of the skin, you know, then they start differentiating people instead of realizing that, hey, we're all human. We should all love each other. We should teach that to everybody. That's how it should be. Yeah. Everything is Racist is already a song I just saw in chat. That's hilarious. Man, Ty Smith, what a boss. I am not in my new place. I am still in my old studio. I just have, I'm breaking everything down. These boards I have to sit and continue breaking down. So yeah, I'm moving out. Tomorrow the moving truck comes and takes all my stuff away. I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow via somewhere. I'm probably going to go sit in nature because I can. I'm just going to have my laptop set up and do my first show from my laptop. I'm very excited about it. And yeah, it's cool. I gotta pack up my stuff. I'm not gonna be on Twitch for a little while because my gaming setup will be packed away. I may go on if my laptop. I don't know. We'll see. I won't be on tonight, but definitely tomorrow. Let's talk about Napoleon. Okay, let's switch it up a little bit. So Napoleon, I don't know if you know about him. He was known as a short guy. Right? To be rather upset and angry and jealous of other people when he was short. And so that's how the story goes. Anyway, I saw this post and I was like, that's pretty badass. Look at this. Napoleon's actual sword that was used in battle more than 200 years ago. It sold for $6.4 million at auction. Look at that. It's actually a pretty sweet looking sword. The handle looks kind of small. How many people think this guy actually used it in battle, though? Like, I mean, when I say used it in battle, like, do you think he killed somebody with it, or do you think he just had it on his hip when he was like, go that way, send those troops in, Commodore, go do the thing, you know, with the ships and stuff? Who knows, right? I don't know. But then I was like, you know what, yeah, I keep hearing about Napoleon. How tall was Napoleon? Like, let's really get into it. And I found this article. Was Napoleon Bonaparte really short? What do you think? And I know I saw Mark Robichaud over there. He got a super chat about it. And he basically knows already. It was propaganda. Turns out he really wasn't. He's chiefly remembered for two things in the English-speaking world. For being a conqueror of no small ability and being short. He still inspires devotion and hatred for winning a series of titanic battles, expanding an empire across much of Europe, then destroying it all as a result of a failed invasion of Russia. A magnificent disruptor, he continued the reforms of the French Revolution, arguably not in the spirit of revolution, and established a model of government that remains in some countries to this day. But for better or worse, the most famous thing most people believe about him is that he was short. But was he really short? Turns out he wasn't particularly short at all. Napoleon is sometimes described as being 5'2" tall, which would definitely make him short for his era. However, there is a strong argument that this figure is wrong and that Napoleon was actually about 5'6", no shorter than the average Frenchman. And I actually read in another article I was reading that it was 5'7". So 5'6", 5'7", you know, they say anyone who says they're 6 foot is actually like 5'11" and like a half or something. So who knows if he was actually 5'6" or 5'5½ or 5'6½, who knows? Napoleon's height has been the subject of many psychological profiles. He's sometimes cited as the chief example of short man syndrome, also known as Napoleon complex, whereby short men act more aggressively than their larger counterparts to make up for their lack of height. Certainly, there are few people more aggressive than a man who defeated his rivals at time after time across almost an entire continent and only stopped when dragged to a very small, faraway island. But if Napoleon was of average height, the easy psychology doesn't work for him. Where is this such a discrepancy in historic descriptions of Napoleon's height? As he was one of the most famous men of his era, it would seem reasonable to assume that his contemporaries knew how tall he was. But the problem may have been due to a difference in measurements between the English and French-speaking worlds. The French inch was actually longer than the British inch, leading to any height sounding shorter than the English-speaking world. In 1802, Napoleon's doctor, Jean-Nicolas Couvissart de Meurettes, 1755 to 1822, said Napoleon was 5'2" by the French measure, which equates to about 5'6" in British measurements. Intriguingly, the same statement, Couvissart said that Napoleon was of short stature, so it may be that people already assumed Napoleon was small by 1802, or that people assumed the average Frenchman was much taller. Matters are confused by the autopsy, which was carried out by Napoleon's doctor. He had numerous doctors, Frenchman François Carlo Antimarchi, 1780 to 1838, who gave 5'2" as his height. But was the autopsy, which was signed off by a number of British doctors and in a British-owned area, in British or French measures? We don't know for sure, with some people adamant that the height of the British units and others French. When other sources are factored in, including another measurement after the autopsy and British measurements, people generally conclude the height of 5 to 7 inches British or 5'2" in French, but there still are some doubt. Now it continues on with some other stuff, but it's interesting. Was he short or was he average? I'm going to go with he was of average height and that he had a lot of people that hated him. There's still people in France that hate him still. In fact, I read an article recently about how Macron made some like honor to his, at his grave or something, like his tomb site or whatnot, and some people were outraged that he did this, but it's, you know, it's like celebrating part of French history, and then other people are like, but he was a conqueror and he killed people, so he must be bad. It's kind of how, like, you know, we can't celebrate the founding fathers in America anymore because they were racists, or some of them were, or they didn't fight enough, or Abraham Lincoln didn't care a lot about black people. That's what they're saying. So it's very similar to me in that sense. So, all right, let's talk about space. You guys know it's my favorite thing to talk about. This is kind of cool. Check this out. So scientists determine the origin of extrasolar object Oumuamua. So this is not it right here. This is a painting by William Hartman. So Oumuamua, if you don't know what it is, back in 2017, came through our solar system. It was an interstellar object that came in and left. Now, there is a scientist out there that claims that it changed trajectory. I did a segment on this a couple months ago. It's very interesting. He says there's no way that this could just be natural. It has to have been some sort of alien device or something. That he's very bold on his claims. Other people say he's a crackpot, like dude doesn't know what he's talking about. But he is a fairly prominent figure before he made these claims, and now they're like, whoa, no, he's crazy, so we can't listen to him anymore. So, and this just talks about it. The first interstellar object from beyond our solar system was discovered via the Pan-STARRS Astronomical Observatory in Hawaii. It was named Oumuamua, meaning scout or messenger in Hawaiian. The object was like a comet, but with features that were just odd enough to defy classification. Two Arizona State University astrophysicists, Stephen Desch and Alan Jackson, of the School of Earth and Space Exploration, set out to explain the odd features of Oumuamua and have determined that it is likely a piece of a Pluto-like planet from another solar system. Their findings have been recently published in a pair of papers in the AGU, Journal of Geophysical Research, Planets. In many ways, Oumuamua resembled a comet, but it was peculiar enough in several ways that mystery surrounded its nature, and speculation ran rampant about what it was, said Desch, who was a professor in the School of Earth and Space Exploration. From observations of the object, Desch and Jackson determined several characteristics of the object that differ from what would be expected from a comet. In terms of speed, the object entered the solar system at a velocity a bit lower than would be expected, indicating that it had not been traveling in interstellar space for more than a billion years or so. In terms of size, its pancake shape was more flattened than any other known solar system object. They also observed that while the object acquired a slight push away from the sun, a rocket effect common in comets, as sunlight vaporizes the ice that they are made of, the push was stronger than could be accounted for. How then? Anyway, finally, the object lacked a detectable escaping gas, which is usually depicted visibly by a comet's tail. In all, the object was very much like a comet, but unlike any comet that has ever been observed in the solar system. Desch and Jackson then hypothesized that the object was made of different ices, and they calculated how quickly these ices would sublimate, passing from solid to gas, as Oumuamua passed by the sun. From there, they calculated the rocket's effects and the object's mass and shape and reflectivity of the ices. That was an exciting moment for us, Desch said. We realized that a chunk of ice that would be much more reflective than people were assuming would mean it could be smaller. The same rocket effect would then give Oumuamua a bigger push, bigger than comets usually experience. Desch and Jackson found one ice in particular, solid nitrogen, that provided an exact match to all the object's features simultaneously. And since solid nitrogen ice can be seen on the surface of Pluto, it is possible that the comet-like object could be made of the same material. We know it had hit on the right idea when we completed the calculation for what albedo, how reflective the body is, would make the motion of Oumuamua match the observations, said Jackson, who is a research scientist and an exploration fellow at ASU. That value came out as being the same as we observed on the surface of Pluto or Triton, bodies covered in nitrogen ice. They then calculated the rate at which the chunks of solid nitrogen ice would have been knocked off of the surface of Pluto and similar bodies early in our solar system's history. And they calculated the probability that chunks of solid nitrogen ice from other solar systems would reach ours. It was likely knocked off of the surface by an impact that about half a billion years ago and thrown out of its parent system, Jackson said. Being made of frozen nitrogen also explains the unusual shape of Oumuamua. As the outer layers of nitrogen ice evaporated, the shape of the body would have become progressively more flattened, just like a bar of soap does, as the outer layers get rubbed off through use. Now, this is where they talk about the alien tech Although Oumuamua's comet-like nature was quickly recognized, the inability to immediately explain in detail led to speculation that it is a piece of alien technology. As in the recent published book Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth by Avi Loeb. This is who I was talking about earlier at Harvard University. Yeah, he's of Harvard. This guy, this is the person who was basically saying has to be alien life. This is actually a pretty cool, let's open this and take a look-see here. So this is basically what they're proposing, that it was ejected from their solar system, the parent system, and traveled to the solar system, through our solar system, and then out of our solar system. And you can see our sun, and here's our Earth right here. Beautiful. This has sparked a public debate about the scientific method and the responsibility of scientists not to jump to unwarranted conclusions. Everybody is interested in aliens, and it was inevitable that this first object outside the solar system would make people think of aliens, Desch said. But it's important in science not to jump to conclusions. It took 2 or 3 years to figure out a natural explanation, a chunk of nitrogen ice that matches everything we know about Oumuamua. That's not that long in science, and far too soon to say we had exhausted all natural explanations. Although there is no evidence that it is alien technology, as a fragment of a Pluto-like planet, Oumuamua has provided scientists with a special opportunity to look at extrasolar systems in a way that they have not been able to before. As more objects like Oumuamua are found and studied, scientists can continue to expand our understanding of what other planetary systems are like and the ways in which we are similar to or different from our own solar systems. This research is exciting in that we've probably resolved the mystery of what Oumuamua is, and we can reasonably identify it as a chunk of exo-Pluto, a Pluto-like planet in another solar system, Desch says. Until now, we've had no way to know if other solar systems have Pluto-like planets, but now we have seen a chunk of one pass by Earth. Of course, see, I find it interesting that now they're just going on, well, we figured it out, so that's what it is, so see, now we've proven all this stuff. Isn't it just more theories? I mean, there. Look, guys, I understand that the science makes sense, but that still doesn't prove it because it's gone. The thing left, all right? It bounced. And when I did the report on Avi Loeb's finding, when he wrote Extraterrestrial, The First Signs of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth, I mean, a lot of the stuff that he was explaining does make a lot of sense. So they continue on and that they're going to be continuing looking for extra solar objects, which is very exciting. I can't wait. But they did mention Triton, which I have another article that I'm probably going to read tomorrow because it's quite long, but it's about new NASA projects that they're announcing. And they're going to be going to Triton, and I have a cross-section. I'm very excited about when we get to finally start exploring the moons of our solar system, because there's a lot of moons in our solar system that have water. Maybe not H2O water like we have. Well, I guess it wouldn't be water, but liquid oceans is more accurate. Some of them do have water, but I'm very excited to search through those things and see if they're is animals living, like, who knows? Maybe there is some sort of methane-based, you know, octopus on, what is it, Titan. I think it's methane oceans on Titan. Anyway, I'm very excited about it. So we're going to be paying attention to that as we go forward. And yeah, hopefully we find something really incredible out there. How you guys doing? How's chat doing tonight? Now, I don't know if you've noticed, I have a very extreme lack of things in my studio. I have this is my old freestyle board. This thing is really beat up. I've put a lot of hours on this board. I used to carry this thing around when I skated in New York, and yeah, I gotta break down all these boards so I can flatten them up and tape them together. And yeah, very excited about it. I got everything packed away pretty much. As soon as the show ends today, I'm going to be packing up my computer and my monitors and yeah, saying goodbye to this studio. I'm kind of excited. Tomorrow I will be doing my Friday night jam. I got to go borrow a guitar. Maybe I can sneak that 12 string. I haven't played that thing in a long time, but very excited about it. And I'm going to go maybe sit outside somewhere. you know, hopefully I can get a good Wi-Fi signal that I can, you know, stream from. I am connected via a landline, which I might want to do. Hopefully, we'll see if I can or not. And I'm excited. So, and then I leave on Monday. No, Tuesday I leave. Monday I'll probably do a show. Tuesday I'll be traveling, so I won't be able to do my show then. But I will let you guys know, this spin is for all of you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because I am very excited about the prospects of being in my own house. I bought a house. And people are like, oh, wow, YouTube, you guys, you're doing good. No, I mean, I didn't pay for it outright. I got a mortgage. It's you know, it's not, it's, I still got to pay for it. I don't technically own it. The bank owns it. I'm now a slave to, but the money that I put in, I'm not renting anymore. It's my mortgage. I have my own mortgage. So I'm kind of excited about that. You know, I feel like that's one step closer to having kids because I want to have kids. I can't wait to be a dad. And I'm gonna be a dad. Not yet. She's not pregnant yet. But you know, we have plans, and it's gonna be a thing. I'm very excited about it. So yeah, all right. Let's get in some super chats. Thank you all for hanging out. You guys are absolutely fantastic. Robert Wiles says, "Have a blessed soul, Adam. Today is my niece's last day in school, so getting her a lot of pizzas. Have a blessed day tomorrow and blessed day and night chat." Thank you, Robert Wiles. I appreciate that. Give her a hello for me. Robert Shaw says, "Biden is so weak, the French bully him." Everybody bullies him, I feel. Robert Shaw again says, "Try and imagine macaroni trying that with Trump." Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shoving his finger in his face or something. I saw that picture. Robert, again, he says, "Chips covered in mince mixed with beans and cheese." I don't even know what you're talking about there. And then he continues. He said, "We need more public holidays, more time off work." You know, someone actually... There's this guy on Twitter. He is super Democratic. What's his name? Defiant Dad or something. Defiant Brooklyn Dad Defiant. This guy is so obnoxiously Democratic and just, oh, he's just such a cringy account to follow. I don't follow him, but I saw this post and he says, it's official. He signed it to make Juneteenth a federal holiday, which is whatever. And then he said, let's do Election Day next. And I said, I can't believe I actually agree with this guy. Election Day should be a holiday so people can have the day off to vote. No need for mail-in anything because everyone has the day off. Ha! Gotcha! Because we should have the day off. Like, it's an important day that everyone should just, you know what? Everyone has the day off. Go vote. It's that important. If everyone has a day off, we don't need to mail in because everyone can go vote that day then. Huh? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Robert Shaw says, Napoleon wasn't short. That was propaganda. Indeed it was. Well, technically it was just miscommunication between the French units and the British units of measure. Again, Robert Shaw says, massive plague of mice in OZ, but the leftists fight to protect the mice. And the doom the farmers, these losers don't understand mice are plague bringers. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry for your what you have to deal with out there. Alpha Zero Omega, another Aussie. Hey Adam, have you heard about Nakara or Naraka? It's a new battle royale game that's coming out that has you playing as ninjas. It looks pretty darn cool. Yeah, I don't really like battle royale games. I'm not really a big fan, but that's cool. That's cool. Sexy Goldfish says, smash like. I like where your head's at. Smash that like button, everyone. If you haven't, please smash it for me. Helps me with the algorithms. And share my videos. Really, sharing is the key. It really lets more people know that I'm here, that I exist. And yeah, I would really like that. And of course, subscribe if you can. And if you like my content. Thank you very much. Let's see here. IB Rippenham says, today I submitted the fart on Fauci amendment. Thank you. IB Rippenham, did you see my segment yesterday? It was kind of in honor of you. I hope you caught it. I didn't see your super chat or anything yesterday. So Robert Shaw says, YouTube strikes your channel yet puts ads on you. Well, I mean, I still am monetized. So hopefully, you know, they monetize channels that aren't monetized. And they keep the ads. So luckily for me, I am monetized. So I do get to keep the ad money. Robertshaw says, Napoleon's still more than a man than Biden. Oof. Goodness. Robertshaw says, a friend was murdered by her own family 10 years ago. Well, that is very sad to hear. My goodness. I'm sorry. Mark G says, does this mean there's a chance for a Soy Mama episode? Maybe. Yeah, who knows? After everything she's been doing, she's going to need a spa day for sure. I'm going to try to get her to a spa this weekend because she deserves it. Robertshaw says, before you leave, use the toilet and don't flush. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm not brutal. That's just rude. I can't do that. Robertshaw says, the British were the first to ban slavery. Hey, man, it's not a competition. I live here, and they're trying to convince me that America's not an amazing place. So it's not about that. Cool. I'm glad that you guys did also. Or I'm glad that they did also. Robertshaw says, we have dumb people working where I work. Yeah, there's dumb people everywhere, isn't there? Okay. The Last Crow says, I love your show, Adam. Request, pull an upper decker on the compound before moving. Take a dookie on the toilet tank of the main restroom. Oh, no. God, you guys, why are you guys suggesting these crazy things? Absolutely not. No. Oh, jeez. Is that what it's called, an upper decker, where you poop in the top spot? Oh, terrible. No, guys, I'm not on bad terms here. It's fine. My goodness. Robertshaw says, emotional programming, that's brainwashing, right? Yeah, maybe. J-Mac says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, the party shall have been convicted, shall exist within the United States. Well, and especially, well, look at Kamala Harris, too, keeping innocent men in jail so that she can keep their cheap labor. It still exists. That's what I'm saying. There's still stuff out there that is racist that we need to you know, work on. So Mark G says, every race has been a slave at some point. Yeah, there's whole regions of East Europe named because of that. Slavic equals slave. Exactly. Yep. Every race has been a slave. That's why I'm saying it's like, it's a big moment for human history. It's American history. It's my history. Yeah, I'm not black, but I'm still super proud that my country fought to get rid of it. It's everyone's history. Period. Let's see. Wizard of Oz says, how is it that the Democratic Party name hasn't been discarded due to its racist past? No one would come out with modern-day party called the Nation Socialist Workers Party and expect no parallels drawn. Because they are trying to convince people that it's okay to be a victim, that it's okay to segregate people, that it's okay, and that they are victims. They're convincing people this craziness. Evodio says, in Newark, New Jersey, did you hear about the 700-pound George Floyd statue that unveiled today? In my opinion, it's pure political pandering. Oh, I did see it, and I don't even want to get into it. I think it's ridiculous. Robertshaw says, slavery was and still is the norm in the world. Most of the world hasn't changed much. People get taken and sold and traded all the time. Yeah, that's what people don't understand. Slavery exists right now. It hasn't gone away anywhere. And they think America's a bad place. Crazy. These people are crazy. Robertshaw, the fantastic Mr. Knox says, good day, Adam. The fact that Western societies are being divided once again, especially bringing back segregation as well as introducing CRT in education. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. They are. They're bringing it back. That's what they want. Daniel Lopez says, the Juneteenth bill has the words Independence Day. My theory is this will end up being the left's Independence Day and the right will have July 4th. See, that's the shame. It's because like Candace said, I'm not going to be celebrating Juneteenth. I'm going to celebrate July 4th because I'm American. It's like, I'm American. I can celebrate both. Like, I could be super proud that my countrymen in the past fought to get rid of slavery. Like, that's awesome. It's fantastic. We should all be happy about that. And celebrate July 4th because we became a country that was able to beat slavery. Like, and rose up and be an incredible spot. They're trying to ruin it. Sam the Shame became a member. What's good, mate? Thank you very much for becoming a member. You can now spin the UFO. Thank you for the support. If you are a member, please do spin the UFO in chat. I have custom emojis here, and I have the UFO. I have smashing like button that you can do. I have me. I got boom. I got me with red eyes, laser beams. I also have a couple others. Undertaker me. And there's just a bunch of other ones. It's pretty cool. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Mark Robershaw says, most of the Civil War was fought with white men fighting not until towards the end when they allowed African Americans to fight the good fight. Exactly. Like, a lot of, you know, white men fought and died to end slavery. It's like, they don't talk about that. They just talk about, well, white men own slaves. It's like, okay, well, black people own slaves too. You know, it exists. Look at history. Like, you can't just, like, put a magnifying glass on one person and say, that's how everyone is. That's a terrible way of thinking. And that's what these people do. Mark G says, the only CRT that matters is if ultra marathons count. Wait, what? What does that even mean, Mark G? Mark G says, I refuse to allow Juneteenth to be a federal holiday. It's a Texans holiday-ish and should be only limited to Texans. Y'all Yankees stealing our Texas. Was it already a national holiday in Texas? I don't know. Interesting. Jason Dixon says, background is different. Where are you going? I'm not telling anybody. Mark Robershaw says, Mark G, sharing is caring, bro. Sharing is caring. Craig Day says, Stu Does America has already parodied Everything is Awesome. Oh, good. Okay, so it has been done. Someone did mention in chat, everything is racist. It does feel that way. Mark G says, not when it comes to Texas. Sharing is caring. Oh, okay. Keep Texas, Texas. Is that right? Sectus Gaming says, best of luck with the incoming move. We are hyped to see where it takes you. And by proxy, the chat. Much love. Thank you, Sectus. I really do appreciate you, Tucker. Mark Robershaw says, Mark G, just imagine if Texanize the USA, bro. Ooh, I can imagine that, actually. I can imagine that. DJ Cogdell says, Lincoln was only against slavery because he wanted to deport all black people from America. Read the book Recolonization After Emancipation. Once again, get Ryan Dawson on. He knows it inside and out. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know much about that, but people were all upset because I visited the Lincoln Memorial and posted a picture out, and they're like, So I'm sure there's a lot of stuff about history that I don't know, but that sounds terrible to deport all black people from America. I don't know much about it, but I don't know. Ryan Dawson seems a little spicy, and I can't risk having anyone on my channel for a while now, so maybe eventually. Sejong the Great says, Juneteenth was really about celebrating the completion of emancipation. It's not about ending slavery per se. Slavery was ended already, right, 2.5 years prior. Emancipation was not completed until June 19th, 1865. Ah, okay. Robershaw says, Trump has tiny hands, same propaganda, different era. Yeah, exactly. Mark G says, vote for Pedro. Ryan says, let's do a deep dive on Hillary Clinton, see how long it takes. No, I'm good. I'm good. I like to live. Robershaw says, Adam didn't kill himself. Don't do it. Yeah, thank you. Exactly. He gets it. Nick says, Vive l'Empereur. Is that like a Napoleon thing? Robershaw says, how long was Napoleon's slong? 4, 5, 6, 7 inches? And also, was it French units or British units? Jason says, I'm a little behind in the podcast, but 5'6" is a short man and an average height woman. Was it, though, in 1800, 1780? Because people have gotten taller over the years. Robershaw says, Christopher Lee was legend. Okay. Robershaw says, remember that the French now bully Biden. Thank you for remembering that. Sectus says, some people say Oumuamua is a derelict ship. Who can really be sure, though? Exactly. Who knows? Pinch Me says, I don't like Napoleon mostly because he attacked the Vatican and destroyed precious historical items and documents. Understandably. Why you would not like that. Right. I just got a super chat jump. Give me a second. Oh, my goodness. Thank you all for the super chats, the support. I really do appreciate the support. I am going to be, I'm off on my own, so I'm going to be needing your support more than ever before. because I'm sailing solo, you know, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm not, I haven't been a part of that, that team in a long time. So, and it makes sense for me to move on from here. Where am I? Here we go. Robert Shaw says it's a smart take. It's smart. Take an asteroid and make it a ship. I agree. Makes sense. Robert Shaw says the Black Knight satellite has gone missing. Interesting. I should look into that. Sectus Gaming says Black Knight is invincible. Have at you. What are you going to do, bleed on me? Robert Shaw responds. Mr. Wolfgram says, say it in a dramatic voice. Long live the Emperor. Is that dramatic enough? I don't know. Sectus says, I'm invincible. You're a loon. Shanjak says, as the weather heats up, let's all thank Napoleon for inventing water slides. Did he really invent water slides? Oh, my neck. Oh, I'm good. Robert Shaw says, monolith on Phobos. Craft spotted on the moon. Right, isn't that what Black Knight is or something? I don't remember exactly what it is. Daniel Humphreys, hey, what's good, mate? Says, have lunch on me when you move. Well, I will. Thank you very much for your support. Metastep says, you need new grip tape for your FS board. No, I don't. It's good. Just because it's got these lips on the end, the grip is fine. You can see I do a lot of rail work when it's all flat here from standing on the edge, mostly on this side because I tend to go this way instead of this way. Yeah, I love that board. It's one of my favorites. All right, let's see. Where was I? Robert Shaw says, I basically paid for your house. No. You super chat me a lot, but not that much. But I do appreciate you a lot, Robert Shaw, for your never-ending super chats. They're fantastic. Alex R., thank you for that super chat. Bacon, hey, says, have a whiskey with your lunch. You got paid for Mr. Bread. Well, I love the combination here. You guys are, thank you very much for supporting me. You two are fantastic. It's good to see you streaming again, Bacon. Robert Shaw says, during the COOF, we had 4-day work weeks. Yeah, well, they want to maintain that, don't they? Secta says, Adam, you move into a 2A sanctuary state? I hope so. Maybe. Robert Shaw says, you know, in space, there are no laws. Haha, freedom. Yes, right? Keep space based. Robert Shaw says, you know, have you considered that we are crazy? Yes. Yes, I have. Absolutely. Of course. Every time I peer into chat, I'm like, there's some crazies out there. Love y'all. Love you, craziness. Let's see here. Secta says, big 2A cases happening in California. Some might end up at the Supreme Court and set a precedent for what should have already been a thing. Here's hoping. I know. I think it started with a judge repealing a ban on something, right? It's pretty cool. Hopefully. Yeah. It's some actual hope for California. Mr. Squiggle says, clog the toilet before you leave and blame Lydia. Oh, goodness sakes. No comment. I'm not going to do it, though. Ryan says, steal all the doorknobs, then light a candle in a random spot and leave it. That's terrible. That's a terrible idea. No, absolutely not. Robert Shaw says, clog it with beanies. I'm pretty sure there's a box of beanies somewhere. Sejong the Great says, why haven't we talked about Christopher Sein, who exposed the Clinton tarmac meeting, big quotes, committing suicide? How is this still a thing? Yeah, that's crazy, right? I know. Someone even posted about how he is not suicidal at all, and if something were to happen to him, just know that he didn't do it. Robert Shaw says, replace all the shampoo with super glue. Gosh, you guys are... I'm not a child. I'm not going to be doing this stuff. Keep giving me ideas, though, with super chats. Totally fine with it. Christopher West says, look at Biden's strategy for the opioid crisis. He repealed a Trump policy which made Suboxone easier to prescribe. He's killing people to spite Trump. Dude, don't even get me started, all right? Because Trump made the opioid crisis a national emergency, and Biden went and just said, everything Trump did was bad. Let's make insulin really expensive again. Let's make Big Pharma a lot of money and screw over the American public. I don't even get me started. I'm so annoyed at all of these things that Biden has done and blamed Trump, even though Trump did an incredible job with different policies that actually helped American citizens. And yet American citizens, a lot of these people have no clue They're clueless to the things that Biden's really doing. They're just going, we're so glad that the orange man's gone. We did it, guys. We beat fascism with fascism. Sectus Gaming says, I just had a super chat jump. Goodness sakes, where'd you go? I felt insulted that I had to vote to keep California's civil rights laws. I know. It's insane. They were trying to get rid of affirmative action so that they can actually discriminate when hiring. Well, we need to hire a specific colored race, so we need to get rid of these civil rights laws that were in place to stop exactly that from happening. That was going on in California. It's obnoxious. I can't believe it. Yes, he continues, said they wanted to be able to segregate again. Absolutely appalling. I know. It's crazy. They were trying to make it so that they can hire based on your religion, on your race. Well, they didn't specify, but they wanted to get rid of the law that made it illegal. Right? Crazy. It is appalling. I agree. Mark G says, ultra marathon is a race, and I'm critical of that. Ah, okay. Okay. That's the only race that you should be critical about. It makes sense. It makes sense. Space Jehovah Witness says, did you learn my mother told me it's a great song? I did listen to it. Yeah. It must have been you who was asking me to listen to it. It's good. There's a few different versions of it. And there's this one girl who sings it, and she's got all this crazy makeup on. And I think she does the best version. There's a bunch of versions where a bunch of like different people are like staring intently in the camera, and I'm like, I can't do this. You guys are too serious, and I'm not a big fan. But the song is cool. Fantastic Mr. Noxus again says, I don't know whether to feel sorry for you or laugh. Watching Biden being the international leader's punching bag, especially Putin, it's kind of funny for me. It's funny for me as well. I did not vote for that man. I'm proud that I didn't vote for him. I voted for someone else. You know who I voted for. I voted for Trump. Charles Rose, thank you for that super chat. Mark Robertshaw says, steal all the beanies. Ooh, now that's brutal. Not doing that though. Josh, oh my gosh, said super chatted a few weeks ago, still trying to figure out a 3D printed beanie. It seems circular rings work the best. Well, good luck. Good luck. Have fun. Sejong the Great says, speaking of Napoleon, I've only ever measured my junk in French inches. Ah, all right. Very nice. Daniel Humphreys again says, you're part of our team now. Thank you very much. I do feel part of the team. It's fantastic. What a cool, for those who don't know, the Twitch community, I have found a really cool team of people that I sail with on the Sea of Thieves sometimes. And, you know, I always try to lurk whenever they're playing just so they have an extra viewer and, you know, support them. They support me. It's really cool. What a great community that I've got over there. And thank you, Brad, for you know, bringing me in, and Captain Darth Call. He reached out to me because he watched me on the Timcast show and then followed me over to my show and then saw that I started twitching, and you know, he raided me a few times, and we just you know, became friends, and now I'm part of an awesome community. It's pretty great. Michael Carley says, mic fund. Ah, thank you very much. Yes, I do have to get myself a mic. I have to get basically a bunch of things because I actually bought I bought some lights. I also bought my own Stream Deck because I've been borrowing this from Tim. So I got, you know, I'm replacing my own things. I think I'm going to get this. I'm just going to buy this mic from him. He said he would, you know, anything I need, I could just get from him. So it's pretty great of him. And seriously, though, there's no bad blood. You know, I really do give thanks for everything that Tim has done. I have this platform because of him. I'm known in the world, in the, I guess, broadcasting YouTube realm. My Twitter has blown up over the past year. I had 300 followers on Twitter in January of 2020. Now I have 80,000. It's nuts. So I started this channel in April. No, not in April. In July of last year. So in 1 year, I've gained over 180,000 subscribers. It's amazing. So I really do give my thanks. Dilly Dilly, thank you very much for becoming a member. You can now spam the UFO in chat. You can spin it yourself. Every time someone becomes a member, I feel the need to spam the UFO. Bam, right there. I love it. Someone said they want to send me an American flag in chat. I don't have a P.O. box. I will be getting a new P.O. box probably when I land in my new spot. Let's see. Mark Robinshaw says, raid the Vatican. We must know their secrets. What are they hiding? Raid it, I say. What secrets they hide, I wonder. I wonder. Robinshaw again says, length is one thing. It's the girth that counts. Huh? Wink, wink. Sejong the Great says, Mark, I keep all dimensions in mind. Hey-yo. Gio says, mostly. Okay. Oh my goodness, you guys are fantastic. Thank you all so much. Mark Robinshaw says, is your multi-dimensional? Like, what is happening right now between you two? Johnny Gonzalez says, pump the numbers. Pump the hashtags. Krigler Coffee, Father's Day promo. Right, I got to do that. I'll probably announce it maybe because I have a new blend coming out tomorrow. The Commodore's Reserve. Very excited about it. It's very delicious. It's a little stronger than Catalyst. It's similar to the Catalyst blend, just a little stronger. It uses a bourbon bean. It's not like it's soaked in bourbon or anything. It just becomes what it is. I appreciate that. Let's see. Sleazy says, leave an Upper Decker in the toilet. My goodness. You guys. Mark G says, leave a thank you card. Yeah. You know, that's probably what I should do that. Robert Shaw says, Mr. Fantastic can stretch, right? Stretch any part? What are you guys talking about? Oh, my goodness. Secta says, steal all the batteries from the remotes. They have so many batteries. They're good. Jack says, Adam, any chance you guys received the revivalist gin/bourbon I sent you guys when still with Tim? What did you think? I don't know. I didn't see it, so I'm not sure. Truth be told, they kind of did the mail without me, didn't include me. It kind of annoyed me, so they might have gotten it. I don't know. Mr. Squiggle says, take one of the chickens with you. No, that's their chickens. You know, the chickens are home in Chicken City. Sejong the Great says, we're turning Adam into a reverse Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. Instead of locked in, he's expected to leave a series of deadly traps as he leaves. Ah, I actually really liked that movie as a kid. I still like it. It's a great movie. But I actually had, you know, his little recording device, you know, what does it say? Something, you filthy animal. I don't remember exactly the quote, but I actually had that thing as a kid. Pretty cool. Mark Rumshaw says, liberate the chickens. Ed's, oh my gosh, so many super chats. You guys are fantastic. Ed says, every day we see more evidence that democracy is a failed system of government. Well, you know, they, that is a whole, I'll just read it and continue because there's a lot of going on there. And I don't know if I agree with it because it's not really, they've undermined it, you know, so they've ruined it. It's not really the system that's at fault. It's the people that control it right now. Robert Shaw says, it's just a prank, bro. Yeah, I'm not going to poop in their upper deck. Tom Bowersox, hey, good to see you. Says, it's to help with your mortgage payments. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Sectus, oh, had a jump. Sexist Gaming says, the U.S. is the world's laughingstock. It hurts. I know. It sucks. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, oh, good. Guess we can laugh together. Well, I'm still embarrassed, though. Don't get me wrong. Robert Shaw says, do you kiss the mic on Twitch? Make moaning noises? No, not at all. Thank you so much for the huge super chat. I don't know how to say your name, but I appreciate it a lot. I think it's Japanese characters. Adamcast IRL became a show when Tim went on a trip. Yes, it's true. In April of last year, Tim went to do the Joe Rogan show, and I stayed and did the Adamcast IRL, and it was good. I might bring Adamcast back. Who knows? Secta says, please never become a mukbang streamer. I don't know what that means, but I probably won't be. I'm fairly happy doing what I do here. Mark Robinshaw says, take all the magnets. They do have a lot of magnets on there, over there. Space Jehovah says, roll the 100-sided die. That is packed away. Unfortunately, it is gone. So I won't be able to roll it, but then you chant, USA, 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 USA. Okay, I read all the USAs. I wanted to get it all out there. Mr. Squiggle says, our chickens. Ah, okay. Well, maybe I'll get chickens on my property. DJ Ronnie says, I second Mark's suggestion regarding a thank you card. Yeah, exactly. I like that one. Mark Robichaud says, steal Ian. No, Ian made his choice. He's I'm pretty sure he's happy where he is. Daniel Humphrey says, roll the dice, 69. I will eventually, I'll roll it for you when I'm back on Twitch. Or honestly, it's packed away. I couldn't even get to it anymore because it's packed in. Let's see. Sejong says, kidnap Ian, though. No, Ian made his choice. He's doing his thing over there. DJ Ronnie says, Babylon 5 might be better than Star Trek. Really? I never watched Babylon 5. Sectus says, take Xertus with you. Look, guys, I'm not taking anyone with me. Everyone made their choice. Everyone signed their contracts, and they're doing their thing here. Mark Ramshaw says, take all the skateboards. Oh, I got enough skateboards, all right? These are all mine behind me. And this isn't even all of them. I got another bag of boards. DJ Ronnie says, I am not a DJ. All right, I'll just call you Ronnie then from now on. All right, Ronnie. Mark G says, we demand the kidnapping of Xertus. It's Xertus Day. He's out doing his thing there. Dilly Dilly says, take the can openers. Gosh, you guys are ridiculous. Propaganda News Network, PNN, says, CRT has officially hit my hometown school district. It's time to fight the good fight. Hashtag don't believe everything. Oh, man. That sucks. Yeah, that sucks. We got to fight, though. You're right. We gotta stop it because it's ridiculous. Sejong says, kidnapping isn't a choice. Yes, it is. I'm not taking anyone. I'm only taking Nitra and Osiris. We bouncing. Mark Robichaud says, take all of the shoes. Okay, well, you guys are ridiculous with this, but it is hilarious. Yeah, is that what he's doing, AA? Anyway, as you can see, my studio is basically non-existent anymore. I am officially getting out of here. I'm going to be packing up the rest of my studio. All of my computer is going to be gone. It's going to be packed up. Everything's being packed up. I'm officially washing my hands of the Cast Castle, and I could be happier to be moving on to my new spot. I'm so excited. It's going to be sweet. So you guys are fantastic. Mark G says, take all the love and life. I got you, chat. Robichaud says, okay, take the whole house. Yeah, I'm going to take the whole house. Okay, that's it. That's all for Super Chats. Thank you all so much. I will not be twitching tonight. I might be back on tomorrow, depending. But until I see you next time here on The Krigler Show, which will be tomorrow, Friday Night Jams. I know it's been a while since I've actually had a Friday Night Jam. I'm going to have to borrow a guitar because my guitars are being shipped off tomorrow in the shipping company. So I will see you all tomorrow on here on The Krigler Show. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.